Dermot MacDonald is talking about something that I think is probably a bone of contention with a lot of people. Dermot, how you doing? Are you all right?
Good morning.
Just take a look at this here. We're talking about the fact that when women get married, they change their names or they don't change their names. And you say at one stage, there's something about the twinkle of a diamond engagement ring that makes vast numbers of intelligent women tumble headfirst into a gooey vat of patriarchy and male privilege. Is that the way you see it, yeah?
Well, it's interesting. We started a debate last week after Yvonne Keating, the model who has reverted to her maiden name, Yvonne Connolly, and we just kind of had a little bit of a look at it. It's a topic that I discuss a lot with friends, and a lot of my friends who would have been pretty strong feminists at college and everything, and who would still regard them as strong feminists now would take their husbands' names immediately once they marry, and I've always been intrigued by that. But what I did this morning was to go back and look really at the legal issue behind it, because when you go back and look at the coverture, it's this ancient legal doctrine, and basically it held that if you married, you were subordinate to your husband and your legal existence was taken up in his, and it had many kind of unique things about it. The Irish didn't used to think that way. Under the Brehon Law, which was our old Irish laws, you were equal to your husband when you married, when it came to things like education and property, and that you didn't become his property, you became his partner. But then the Brits came and they imposed a law they adopted from the Normans, which was this kind of coverture. And, you know, so things like, you know, sex within marriage, technically your husband could never rape you because you were deemed to have given your consent. Now, things changed, but not for a very, very long time, because it was only in 1990 that marital rape was made a crime in Ireland, you know, which isn't all that long ago. And it just intrigues me, I suppose, that, you know, that with women, with all of the strides that they've made in equality, why they would take their husband's name. And I have to say, first off, it is down to personal choice. It's up to the person. But it was interesting when I kind of started the debate, a lot of men were very, very supportive of women retaining their name.
And by the way, when you say you started the debate, you went on Twitter, you congratulated Yvonne from going from Yvonne Keating back to Yvonne Connolly.
And then I hit and for then, a while.
Yeah, so you got out of the way and see what kind of a SHIT storm was going to hit you. So how was it? I mean, like, first of all, what percentage of people, male or female, got back to you? I mean, was it mostly men and was it mostly good comments from men?
No, it wasn't. It was a really diverse debate and quite a serious debate, and then it got very, very funny, especially when it came into the solutions that people come up with. So double, triple, and in even some cases quadruple barreled names. What you should, you know, you should do. These were kind of some of the funnier ones. But, you know, then we looked at just at other jurisdictions and what they do, and really it comes down to culture in many respects, because in Greece, for example, when they rewrote their constitution in the 1980s, they made it a law that you couldn't change your name even when you got married. So, and that was viewed in that country as a very, very important thing for women in terms of equality and female emancipation.
Okay, but you just mentioned earlier on it's kind of a personal choice thing, and I think that's really the whole nobody issue. It really is. I mean, like, my wife goes by her original name and doesn't use the name Fanning, although now and again that happens. It's an invite or something to the two of us, and that's fine. And nobody gives a damn either way. Now, there are times when I'm ringing up about the passport and I suddenly realise I can't remember which name she's got on her passport. Is it mine or is it hers? Now, I don't give a damn either way what anybody does, but you do mention people like John Lennon, who took the Ono bit instead of Winston or whatever, John Winston Lennon, John Ono Lennon, whatever. And you've also, Don Porter has gone with the Don O Porter of the Chris
O'Dowd. That's one of the new ones, which is blending. So she went for blending, and John Lennon took his wife's name. And what was interesting actually about the debate was that men particularly said they had absolutely no problem with their wives retaining their own surname and that they didn't expect them to change it. But when it gets to the issue of what children should have and what surname they should take, then the sands kind of shift somewhat, because men obviously want the children to take their names.
Well, hold on, men, don't throw me into that one there. I wouldn't give two hoots if my kids took the surname of my wife as opposed to mine. Make no difference to me whatsoever. I'm much more concerned about people who have, you know, who decide on suddenly to have double barrel surnames. What are they trying to hide? Or more importantly, the one of my things I got into trouble about before, because I slagged to death somebody who was on the programme saying, God, I can't stand people who call their kids after the same name as themselves. And of course the producer of the programme had a kid with the same name as themselves. But I mean, like, I think those things are much more, they're the ones that get me. I don't give two hoots what anybody calls themselves when they get married or not. Do you not find, like, I mean, was there anybody, like, are you saying that the men who were really nice about it all are really kind of cool? Hey, we're liberal here. Well, hold on a second, the kids are definitely taking my name.
Well, wait a minute, that's Katie. Look, I kind of suggested earlier today that, you know, the fact that women give birth and put their bodies and their minds through so many things, maybe there should be a presumption in law that the child takes their surname. But look, it's a little bit of fun and it's all down to personal choice. But I suppose on one level, it does go to a serious debate about our traditional concepts of gender roles and of equality. Because in some countries, you know, the woman retaining her own name was seen hugely important in terms of female emancipation. And I suppose that, you know, although it's only a name, previous generations, you know, so women who were seeking suffrage, their legal status within marriage was something that was very, very important to them. And I suppose it's just one of those interesting things. I've had friends and colleagues who I assumed would just be keeping on to their own name, who changed very, very quickly. I should add that both two of my sisters who are married jumped head first into taking their husband's name as well. So look, it's just very, very much a personal choice. But it's interesting that even where women keep their own married name, in fact, they're going down the patriarchal line, because my surname's MacDonald. That's the name of my father, you know. So we've given up what's known as matrilineanism, so going back through the maternal line. But I suppose, look, it is really, really all down to personal choice. But it's kind of one of those funny things. When you do spark a debate about it, people get very animated.
Okay, yeah, people get very animated. Are there solutions elsewhere? I mean, you do say here at one stage, in the Spanish-speaking world, a person's name consists of a birth name followed by the father's and the mother's.
Yeah, absolutely. And what they do in Germany is even, you can take your husband's surname, or the man can take the wife's surname. One of them can use a name combined from both surnames. And then there's a remaining single name, which becomes the family name. Now, in rare circumstances, there's a few kind of American pop stars who have, in fact, taken their wife's surname as their own. But some pop stars have done it. So Beyonce and Jay-Z Knowles, he's now Jay-Z Knowles Carter. So it's interesting, I suppose. There, it isn't really a battleground, I think, until it comes down to the little people and what names they
have. And you do say that in Germany, where Angela Merkel is reaching for smelling salts at the prospect of gay marriage, equality is all the rage. What does equality mean? I mean, like...
Well, just like that, in terms of the surname. So in Germany or Canada, which is another, I suppose, common law example, either gender or either spouse can informally or formally assume the spouse's name, surname, after marriage. You know, so I suppose it's that ease of being able to do it or not. To be honest, when you speak to people, and especially to women, they will tell you that the reason why they took their husband's names, apart from maybe sentimental reasons or tradition, is just out of the sheer practicality of it all. So when you're trying to book flights online for the family and your surname is different, some of my friends have said that it can cause a little bit of discomfort at the school gates, particularly if it's Catholic maintained, you know, that perhaps maybe you're looked at twice if there's a different surname to that of their husband. So for a lot of it, it's just sometimes just the procedure and the form filling and things like that. But it would be interesting to see if the presumption lay that you followed the matriarchal line, how the debate would follow.
Are there many, have you come across any examples, I mean, like in Ireland, where you know, two people, say, got married in a church, civil law, etc., like in the law, married father and mother, and one of them has a name that they always have had, the other one has a name that she always have had or he always have had or whatever, but that the kids have taken the mother's name. Do you know many people have done that?
No, I don't. But what I do, what I have come across is perhaps, you know, the double barreled name.
Yeah, that's not a solution.
It's not a solution. Or perhaps taking the mother's surname as a middle name. So that's what I've seen, you know, a lot of. And obviously, you know, in the case of single parents, often the mothers will keep their own name. But it's very much, I should preface this, it's very much a little bit of a first world problem. But it's interesting, I think, when you look back at the history of it, and especially when you look at Brehon law, you know, obviously we weren't around to know how it operated in practice, but we had a very, very different system, you know.
Well, two different ways that you look at it here. One, surname's intentions are entirely down to personal choice, but later you do say, might seem silly, but the surname intention dilemma goes to the heart of our notions of equality and traditional gender roles. So what you're basically saying is, this one will run and run.
I think it will, and I wonder, and I also kind of wonder what would I do as well. You know, I asked myself, what would I ever change my name? And I think I would only change it if his name was really, really cool, or if I was trying to run away from some scandal I was trying to spread. But who knows what we'll do for love?
That would make a lot of sense. All right, what you'll do for love, Darrell MacDonald from the Independent today. The article's called "What Price Equality If Women Give Up Their Own Names." Thanks a million for talking to us, Darrell. Fair play to you.